From the newsrooms of the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, this is Please Explain Daily. I'm Tori Maguire and it is Thursday, June 25. On Wednesday afternoon, the ABC announced a range of cost-saving measures under a new five-year strategy aimed at saving $40 million and attracting younger audiences. Amongst the changes is the axing of the flagship 7:45 a.m. radio news bulletin and the loss of 250 jobs. The public broadcaster will also reduce episodes of popular shows, including Australian Story and Foreign Correspondent. But more shows will be available on their digital streaming site, ABC iView. I'm joined now by media and telecommunications reporter Zoe Samios. Welcome back to Please Explain Daily, Zoe.
Thank you.
Big news for viewers and listeners and consumers of the ABC yesterday when David Anderson finally released his five-year plan for the public broadcaster. Can you give us an overview of the plan?
Oh gosh, there was so much in that plan. I think the main point that we could take away from it was that basically the ABC has decided that its audience is moving and it's changing in all of the things that they're doing, and we can go into that. They're trying to attract like a younger audience from the usual demographic, but they're also looking at attracting people that might have just moved to Australia that might not necessarily speak English. So what we're seeing is the programs that they're deciding to focus on, the platforms, for instance, ABC iView is an area that they really want to work on. They're hoping that by investing in those parts of the business, they can get a bigger group of people listening to the ABC. And that's what the ABC's always been about, right? For every Australian and that. So they're trying to tap into that part of the charter. But in the process of doing that, there's obviously been some big changes to programs and radio news bulletins, which I think a lot of people were upset about yesterday, the removal of the 7:45 a.m. news bulletin.
So let's talk about that for a second, because I thought it was really interesting in the newsroom yesterday. There was a generational issue with this story, because I don't want to give too much away, but when I heard that the 7:45 a.m. bulletin on local radio was gone, I was shocked, because for me that has been something that I have listened to probably since I was a kid. And the fanfare at the beginning of it is a trigger for me in the morning that this is the point in my morning where I'm at. Can I say that some younger people in the newsroom didn't even know that there was a 7:45 bulletin, which just kind of sums up the whole challenge they face, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I actually got a message from a very close friend last night that said, really sad about the 7:45 a.m. news bulletin. I do my media wrap every morning to that tune, which is an 18-second tune. It's the only version of Majestic Fanfare that has that on the ABC that's the full 18 seconds. They do little bits and pieces. And then when we were having that discussion about it, I was going, I know the tune really well, but the significance was sadly lost on me a little bit, because I've grown up at a time where radio is important, but it isn't the only thing that I consume. And that's exactly what the ABC is trying to balance. Well, if they have a whole group of people that don't understand the significance combined with this group that do, how do they prioritize where they invest a lot of money? Now, they were arguing, there was a note by the head of news analysis and investigations, Gavin Morris, to staff yesterday, and he said that that audience had fallen quicker than all of the ABC local radio audiences. So that particular 15 minutes had fallen quicker than all of the people that were listening to radio as a whole. And the other thing about it is that 15-minute bulletin is only used once. You know, it's not used in any other part of the day.
They collect it. Repurposed.
Exactly. And when they're looking at, okay, so maybe some of our audiences listen to radio, but some of them may listen to podcasts or look at other different audio platforms, they've got to go, well, this costs us a lot of money to produce just this 15 minutes. We're going to have to think of different ways of producing the news. And that's what we've seen.
So completely understanding that they need to meet the audience where the audience lives, on the platform that they of their choosing, at a time of their choosing, in a manner of their choosing, get that. Are they going to meet those audiences with the same high quality news content that we're losing from the 7:45 bulletin?
I don't know 100%. I think what we have seen, and one big part of the ABC's five-year plan that we haven't probably talked about, is that there's 250 jobs that have gone as part of that process, 70 of them from the news division. I think when you make changes like that, inevitably you've got a smaller team with increased demand and quality might get lost. But one of the things that the ABC decided to point out in their five-year plan was that they were very dedicated to ensuring quality over quantity. So I think they have the full intention of producing high-quality news outside of that bulletin, and they're going to do a 7 a.m. one and an 8 a.m. one. But I think gradually this is the reality. When you make cuts, quality can get compromised.
And I suppose everything they make now will have to go through that lens of, can we use this elsewhere? Can it be, you know, listen on demand on a podcast
Exactly.
On digital television.
I spent a bit of time reading through all of the little bits and pieces of the plan, and there was one thing that said, you know, we make all this audio and video content for our digital website, the ABC website that you would know about, and ABC iView. They want to actually look at ways that they can use those particular things on other platforms like radio and television. They are looking at a multi-platform strategy, which is real media slang and it's very boring. But what they're trying to say is our audience isn't just television anymore or radio anymore. We've got to think about every piece of content that we use being able to be reaching any person at any given time. That's obviously something that is incredibly important to all media organisations, but will be really, really pivotal for them in the next sort of 5 to 10 years.
Did the five-year plan pay any sort of heed to the ABC's role in emergency broadcasting? I mean, the last summer's bushfires, their role in their regional and local ABC radio stations was actually life-saving.
It was.
Did it talk about that?
It did have a couple of points around, and it was talking about local communities and connections. They have a little bit about there where they say they're going to increase investment in emergency coverage of natural disasters, like the bushfires obviously being the most obvious example. Who knows what this year will throw at us in the years to come.
Oh, good. We're not even halfway through it yet.
I know.
We could start having hurricanes for
all
we know.
Yeah, I know, for all we know. So they definitely said that they want to increase investment. And I think the other really important thing to probably say that they did announce yesterday was in terms of the actual newsrooms themselves in rural and regional communities that were dependent on that coverage, there aren't actually any job cuts. So while there are people in the broader division that might have lost their jobs a handful here and there, they're very, very committed and focused to those communities that have been affected, particularly over the last summer, but obviously over the last few years with the drought and that kind of stuff too, which I think is great.
One of the things I thought was interesting was the move to get more ABC staff out of Ultimo in Sydney.
It was very interesting, that one, particularly because, and I don't think we've spoken about it, but the Morrison government has been really eager to get the ABC to just move from Ultimo altogether to an office in Parramatta in an area where, one, it's cheaper, but also maybe they're working and trying to understand audiences that aren't limited to sort of the inner west of Sydney. But I think the effort to kind of disperse across the country is going to be really important. I asked the ABC yesterday how many people don't work in Ultimo at the moment, and they said it's about 65% already outside. So we're talking about a 10 percentage point increase in staff that don't work in Sydney in that quarter office. And I think that that ultimately will be better for the country to have journalists all over Australia, not just focused in one little haven, as nice as it is.
And especially given the decline of commercial media in the regions.
Particularly because of that reason. And I know that we've spoken on this podcast before, but the regional media sector is one of the parts of the industry at the moment that has not only faced challenges for years, but has particularly been hit by the coronavirus pandemic. They can barely operate their news bulletins. They've had to shut down offices in regions, and to have the ABC, and you don't want the ABC to fulfill a role that commercial media can't, of course, but the bigger point there is it's really important that these communities have coverage and news coverage and are informed. And if commercial media can't do it, then it's great that the ABC will be able to try and facilitate that and be able to give Australians what they really need.
So Zoe, just on the politics of this, the ABC has had to come up with this plan really because of the freezing of the indexation on their funding.
Yes.
What's the government's response been to the plan, and do you think it will be enough for future increases in funding?
The government's response yesterday was actually quite positive on the whole. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher was very pleased to hear that they were going to disperse themselves from the Sydney offices. He was pleased to hear about the focus on emergency coverage and regional news coverage, amongst other things. But again, they were very, very careful to say that this isn't our fault, you know, kind of thing. We're not taking this money from you. You're just not getting the money from us. So that was at play. But if we're talking about any other member of parliament, well, it was the worst day in the world and it was terrible for democracy and all of that. You can see both sides inevitably. I'm skeptical. So the cuts this year will save $40 million in cost savings for the 21 to 22 period, which, so the index freeze started in July of 2019 and it's over 3 years. So that'll get them, I think, to the end of the freeze. And the report actually says we're expecting that,
we,
you know,
come in from the cold.
Yeah, that freeze will be lifted and there'll be money. But there was a point in all of that where they were talking about the cuts that they're making that said, if we don't receive any more funding, this is the last kind of bit where we really can restructure our business. If we have any more changes, we're going to be eating away at things that people really love and programs that we really love and radio shows that we really love. So it will be really interesting to see sort of how the next 2 to 3 years plays out.
Change is hard because I still haven't gotten used to the fact that PM is at 6:30 instead of 6 o'clock.
I'm sorry.
And it's going to take me a long time. Yes, I am of that generation. Zoe, thanks so much for joining me on Please Explain Daily.
Pleasure.
Today's episode of Please Explain was produced by Yuji Shimada and Amelia Maguire. The journalists, editors, photographers, producers and tech team from The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald work tirelessly to cover the news that matters. For coverage you can trust, visit our websites or buy our papers. To support our journalism, you can subscribe via our homepages or just search Subscribe, The Sydney Morning Herald or The Age. I'm Tori Maguire. Thanks for listening.